Electrolux executive Jack Trung had his hand firmly around Governor McCrory's waist in a side hug after the official announcement. They were both beaming while talking about how Electrolux decided to build a new six-story research facility next to its current headquarters in the university area.
It's relationships and confidence in the labor force and the quality of life. And there are other factors, including incentives, that get you in the door and beat the competition.
The competition was other states in the Southeast, where the company already has a presence, including Tennessee and South Carolina. But Trung says state and local incentives of more than $27 million were crucial to deciding to expand in North Carolina. The company is receiving a job development investment grant of $27.4 million. That's money that the company will receive over the next 12 years if it meets job creation and performance goals. Trung says access to transportation, quality of life, and the company's proximity to UNC Charlotte was also critical.
During the past couple of years, we have been working very, very closely with the local universities to make sure that we have the right program, the right technology that would cater to our appliance R&D manufacturing.
He says Electrolux has already started hiring for these new positions, which are mainly in the research and design, marketing, IT, and finance fields. The company hopes to hire 810 people by 2017. Mecklenburg Board of County Commissioners Chairman Trevor Fuller says Mecklenburg County will provide another $4 million in incentives to the company, though it still needs to be formally approved. The company relocated its North American headquarters to Charlotte in 2010 from Augusta, Georgia, after receiving $27 million in incentives. With this expansion, Electrolux will have more than 1,700 employees in the Charlotte area. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.